ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। आज श्रीमद् भागवतम के टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू रीड फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 11 द चाइल्डहुड पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ कृष्णा टेक्स्ट 50 तम तालमूलम प्रदहन्तमग्निवद् गोपाल सूनुं पितरं जगद्गुरो चच्छर्द सद्यो तिरुसाक्षतंबक तुंडेन हन्तुं पुनरम्य पद्यत तम कृष्ण तालु मूलम द रूट ऑफ द थ्रोट प्रदहंतम बर्निंग अग्निवत लाइक फायर गोपाल सुनम कृष्ण द सन ऑफ काउहर्ड मैन पितरम द फादर जगत गुरु ऑफ लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा चच्छर्द गॉट आउट ऑफ हिज माउथ सद्य इमीडिएटली अति रूसा विथ ग्रेट एंगर अक्षतम विदाउट बीइंग हर्ट बक बकासुर तुंडेन विथ हिज शार्प बीक हंतुम टू किल पुनः अगेन अभ्यपद्यत इंडिया वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन कृष्णा हु वॉज द फादर ऑफ लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा but who was acting as the son of a cowherd man became like fire burning the root of the demon's throat and the demon Bakasura immediately disgorged him. When the demon saw that Krishna, although having been swallowed, was unharmed, he immediately attacked Krishna again with his sharp beak purport. Although Krishna is always as soft as a lotus, within the throat of Bakasura he created a burning sensation of being hotter than fire. Although Krishna's whole body is sweeter than sugar candy, Bakasura tasted bitterness and therefore immediately vomited Krishna up, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 4.11. Je yatha mam prapadyante tans tathaiva bhajamyaham. When Krishna is accepted as an enemy, he becomes the most intolerable object for the non-devotee who cannot tolerate Krishna within or without. Here this is shown by the example of Bakasura. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. શ્રી ચૈતન્ય મનોભીષ્ટમ સ્થાપિતમ જેન ભૂતલે સ્વયં રૂપ કદા મહ્યમ દદાતિ સ્વપદાંતિકમ વંદે અહમ શ્રી ગુરો શ્રીયુતપદ કમલમ શ્રી ગુરુન વૈષ્ણવાંશ્ચ શ્રી રૂપમ સાગર જાતમ સહ ગણ રઘુનાથાન્વિતમ તમ સજીવમ સાદ્વૈતમ સાવધૂતમ પરિજન સહિતમ કૃષ્ણ ચૈતન્ય દેવમ શ્રી રાધા કૃષ્ણ પાદાન સહ ગણ લલિતા શ્રી વિશાખાન્વિતમ સો હે કૃષ્ણ કરુણા સિંધો દીનબંધો જગતપતે ગોપેશ ગોપિકા કાંત રાધા કાંત નમસ્તુતે તપ્ત કાંચન ગૌરાંગી રાધે વૃંદા વનેશ્વરી વૃષભાનુસુતે દેવી પ્રણમામિ હરિ પ્રિયે વાંછાકલ્પતરુભ્યશ્ચ કૃપાસિંધુભ્ય એવ ચ પતિતાનાં પાવનેભ્યો વૈષ્ણવેભ્યો નમો નમઃ જય શ્રી કૃષ્ણ ચૈતન્ય પ્રભુ નિત્યાનંદ શ્રી અદ્વૈત ગદાધર શ્રીવાસાદિ ગૌર ભક્તવૃંદ હરે કૃષ્ણ 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 હરે 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 રામ હરે રામ 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 હરે 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 કૃષ્ણ. સો ટુડે ધીસ વેરી ઇમ્પોર્ટન્ટ વર્સ એન્ડ વેરી ઇમ્પોર્ટન્ટ ટોપિક ફોર ધ ડિવોટીઝ એન્ડ ટુડે ઓલ્સો વી હેવ બામન દ્વાદશી એન્ડ શિલાજીવ ગોસ્વામી એપિયરન્સ ડે. So we will try to discuss today on these few topics. So before that, I would like to seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees here. All the devotees assembled here, many of you are residing in Vrindavan Dham. Lord Chaitanya said that Brahmanda Bhramite Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Beej. If somebody becomes very fortunate, then he gets the mercy of his spiritual master in Krishna and he becomes devotee. And if somebody becomes extra fortunate, then he gets the residence in Vrindavan Dham. So that double mercy. Like Modi's government is going double engine government. You know, so in UP they are running double engine government. One engine is from central government, another is in Uttar Pradesh. So double engine government. So devotees who are residing in Vrindavan, they are double engine devotional service. So please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet, all the wonderful devotees here. So Shilajiv Goswami appearance day today, it's a very relevant topic I would like to discuss with related to this verse and Shilajiv Goswami's life. A very deep connection. And Lord Sri Vamandev, Lord Sri Vamandev, today he appeared, and all of you know the pastime, to deliver Bali Maharaj. So specifically Lord Vamandev, although he was a Vaman, Vaman means dwarf, said dwarf, है ना भाई, सही अष्टबली महाराज। बलि महाराज वॉज वेरी फेमस फॉर गिविंग चैरिटी एंड दिस इज वन ऑफ द वेरी ग्रेट क्वालिटी ऑफ ए डिवोटी। डिवोटी लाइक्स टू गिव चैरिटी। व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ गिविंग चैरिटी टू वेल्थ, ही लाइक्स टू गिव हिज होल लाइफ, है ना। लाइक श्रीला प्रभुपाद, ही गेव हिज इंटायर लाइफ फॉर द वेलफेयर ऑफ द पीपल। सो सिमिलरली बलि महाराज वॉज वेरी फेमस, दैट्स व्हाई हिज नेम इज बलि। एंड नाउ इट इज इफ दे गिव एनी सैक्रिफाइस इन इंडिया दे से बलि, बलि प्रथा। बलि प्रथा मीन्स सैक्रिफाइस। सो द एनी सैक्रिफाइस यू डू, द नेम ऑफ सैक्रिफाइस इट शेल बिकेम बलि, एंड दिस इज बलिदान। मीन्स यू आर सैक्रिफाइसिंग योर लाइफ लाइक लॉर्ड बलि, लाइक बलि महाराज। सो ही वॉज सो फेमस एंड टूडे ऑल्सो इज फेमस, वी से बलिदान। उन्होंने अपने जीवन का बलिदान कर दिया। So like that, Lord likes this quality. This is transcendental quality. It's not easy to sacrifice. Not easy, isn't it? Very, very difficult. Especially the things which are very dear to us. Very difficult to sacrifice. And Brajavasis are famous for sacrifice. What to speak of sacrificing anything else? They are ready to sacrifice even Krishna for the pleasure of Krishna. That is the greatness of, with the most dear object for the Brajavasi is Krishna. And they are ready to sacrifice even Krishna for the pleasure of Krishna, if it pleases Krishna. So, that is the glories, you know. That is the glory. So he was doing a ceremony, yagya sacrifice, and Lord Brahman came as a dwarf brahmachari, and he wanted. So Bali Maharaj asked him, "What do you want, dear brahmachari? What do you want?" So brahmachari said, "I am a brahmachari, I don't need much. What do I need? Just I need 3 steps of land. Because, you know, if I, in case die, and then if there is samadhi, then brahmachari needs some land where samadhi can be built." Anyway, so he says that I just need 3 steps of land. And Bali Maharaj said, he started laughing, "Oh, you are very short, but you should, when you are coming to Bali, you should not ask a small thing. Now you are insulting me. You ask something big." Bhamandev said that, "I am a satisfied brahmachari. I am a satisfied brahmachari. Why do I need much? Even if you get whole world, one can remain dissatisfied, isn't it? And if you are content, you have this quality of contentment, santosam param sukham. So then with a small also you can remain satisfied." So Bali Maharaj said that, "Okay." He called one of his big army men, said, "Okay, this brahmachari doesn't appear very intelligent, but anyway, I have to give him this benediction." So he called, the very tall soldier, army man. Okay, you measure 3 steps of land. 3 steps. So Bhavandev said, no, 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 no. Not from his step. His step is bigger than mine. I don't want so much. I am a dwarf, so from my steps it should be 3 steps. So Bali Maharaj said that maybe by trick I wanted to give him more. But he is not interested in more. He said, your feet, your steps are very small, you are a dwarf. So he said, my body is also small, so feet is small, so I don't need much, only 3 steps. My body is, and every body size of 3 steps size. So I need only that much. So Bali Maharaj could not understand that Lord is playing this Leela. So like that. So he, okay, you measure and take it. So Lord Vamadeva said, no, it should not be like this. This is not the process. This is not the process. So what is the process? First you have to take sankalpa, vow. Suppose if you later on refuse, then, so he started laughing, this dwarf boy, you know, he's a funny boy, isn't it? I'm giving him more, then he's refusing, and then he's saying that only 3 steps and small steps, and also he's doubting me, that if he refuse, then what? Okay. You know, so he took the sankalpa and with water, all those, you know, sukrapchare tricks, all this. So then he did sankalpa and all this. And then Lord Vamandev said, okay, so should I start now? Yes, yes. There are many people in the queue. I have to give charity. So you finish, then I can have to give many people. Okay, so he started. Bhavandev said, after this you will have nothing to give charity except Krishna consciousness. I will not leave anything with you. You can only distribute from today onwards Bhagavad Gita and in Bhadra Purnima Bhagavatam. Krishna Katha, Krishna Kathamrit. I will not leave anything with you. So then he started, and you know, with 2 steps, he measured, covered everything what Bali Maharaj had. And meanwhile, brought Mother Ganga also during the process. And then he asked, where should I put my 3rd feet? Now everything, whatever you had is over. Where should I put my 3rd feet? You said, you promised me that you will give me 3 steps land. Right? And you have given me only 2 steps. Right? You are breaking the contract. So like that. So Bali Maharaj could understand. He was a very great devotee. So he bowed down. And he said, okay. So 3rd step you can put on my head. With 2 steps you have taken my, and with 3rd step you take me also. Me and mine. So whatever is mine, you have already taken. And now only thing is left is me. So sometimes we give Krishna mind. Like all these wonderful devotees, brahmacharis. Whatever is mine. Manasa deha geha je kichu more. Arpil tu apade nand kisor. But you have to take, you are keeping one thing. What is that? It is mine. Me. Me. Ahankar. So that also, that's why if Lord wanted, he could have covered in one step only everything. But he could have covered in three steps, he could have covered in two steps, he could have covered in one step. It's up to his desire. One step was left for mine. So that's why we have to surrender everything. Nothing to be left. We have to give everything to Krishna. Krishna has given us and we have to give him back. You know? So like that. So that to remind us this quality of surrender, Atmanivedanam. Quality of Atmanivedanam. Vali Maharaj represents his devotion. He attained the Lord by which process? Atma Nivedanam. Danya Atma Nivedana Goptritve Barana Avasya Rakshibe Krishna Vishwasa Palana Bhakti Ranukula Matra Karjera Svikar Bhakti Pratikula Bhava Barjanangikara Sadanga Saranagati Haibe Jahara Tahara Prarthana Sune Srinanda Kumar. Atmanivedan. Danya Atmanivedan. Atmanivedan. That is one of the six limbs of devotion. Atmanivedan. And one of the nine limbs of, one of the six limbs of Saranagati is Atmanivedan. And one of the nine limbs of devotion is also Atmanivedana. So this Atmanivedana is at both places. You need in devotional service ninefold also, Atmanivedana. And surrender also, Atmanivedana. Isn't it? So Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us Saranagati. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive daya kari Saparsada Sriya dham Sahayavatari Atyanta durlabha prema Karibare dhan Sikhaye saranagati Bhakatera prana. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most merciful Lord. Dekho re bhai, tribhuvane naaye mone dayal data. He has come, the most merciful Lord. Nobody can give what Lord Chaitanya is giving. No one. यदि गौर ना होई तो तबे की होई तो के मने धरित नु दे राधार महिमा ब्रज प्रेम रस सीमा जगत जनाई तो के मधुर वृंदा विपिन माधुरी प्रवेश चातुरी सा ब्रज जुवती भावेर भक्ति शक्ति होई तो कार who could have given? No one. Only Lord Chaitanya. So, Lord Chaitanya, he has come to give us prema, Krishna prema. The most precious thing is Krishna prema. But prema amrita is like, where will you take? You need somebody, something. Like suppose I want to drink water. So I need some pot, patra. Somebody comes with milk and he says, I will give you milk. You take the milk. So what will he say? Isme ja dal dijiye. Put it in my jap mala. No. You need a suitable pot. You cannot put it in my pocket. No. So you need a suitable pot. See, Lord Chaitanya came to give us prema, but he saw that we don't have patra. Patra means pot. This is patra. This is called patra. So patra meaning is pot, actually. He saw that we don't have, we came empty-handed without pot. Say, I will give you prema amrita. So he said, okay, give us. Where will you take? Have you brought your pot? Oh, I don't have pot. And what is that pot? That is Saranagati. That is Saranagati. Without Saranagati, the consciousness saturated with Saranagati. Without the consciousness saturated with Saranagati, no one can receive Krishna prema. That consciousness is the pot in which the Krishna prema is received. You cannot sustain in everything. No? So, this is the prerequisite to receive Krishna prema. It's not cheap, not easy. That's why the great personalities are also crying to get this Krishna prema. Srila Prabhupada used to say story that proverb that bad bad dahil jaye gadha puche katna pani. There was a flood once upon a time and big animal, lion, elephant, all were drowning by water. Water was such a fierce, forceful water. And then everybody was telling, run away. And then ass came from behind. Hey, why you all are running away? What happened? Said, Are, don't go there. Why? Elephant has flown away. Lion has flown away. That's why we are flying away. You also fly. I don't fear. I don't care. Nothing will happen. So this gadha, as things, is so smart. It's not cheap, not easy. And that's why Srila Prabhupada has warned us. So Atmanivedanam was taught by Bali Maharaj through this pastime of Vamandeva. So it's a very detailed topic. And today we have Sri Jiva Goswami, appearance day also. Sri Jiva Goswami, he taught us through his example how to live in Vrindavan. How to live in Vrindavan. So there was a pastime that Srila Jiva Goswami was there with Srila Rupa Goswami, and Srila Rupa Goswami was residing in Vrindavan, and Srila Jiva Goswami was serving him personal service. So, a great devotee, Ballabh, came to meet Sri Rupa Goswami. And then Rupa Goswami was writing Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, so he showed him that I have written a book out of humility. Can you kindly check? Is it okay or is there any improvement required? kindly suggest you are a great Vaishnava. So he was reading and then he said, this verse is, this you have explained here that mukti, you are explaining mukti as pisachini. Which? What is this? Moksha is the goal. This is the fourth purusartha, purusartha. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Moksha is the purusartha, the ultimate goal. Even explained in the Vedic literature. Why have you said that moksha is pisachini? He says, I have not written moksha as pisachini. So Rupa Goswami didn't say anything. Okay, I will say to it, I will correct it. Okay. He said, you should not write moksha as pisachini. At least, even you want to say that moksha is, let's use some softer word. Okay, I will correct even. Then Jiva Goswami was hearing, he could not tolerate. And how he can correct Srila Rupa Goswami, he has written, Disciples should not tolerate, So he went behind and he caught him and explained that actually you have corrected wrongly. You should not have corrected. He has, Srila Rupa Goswami ji has written it correctly. So why, he said, how? He said, he has not said that moksha is not which. Then what is which? He said, desire for liberation is which. It's desire, not moksha, but desire for liberation. You should not have desire for liberation. If liberation comes, that's fine. On its own it is coming. That's fine, but we should not desire. Like if prestige comes on its own, that's fine. But it's not desire for prestige. Yes or no? As a prestige comes, in the service of Krishna, many things will come. Like you go in altar and there is, you are doing deity worship and then Krishna, for Krishna, the devotees are putting AC. What will you do? You go and service Krishna, then you say, I am a renounced brahmachari or sannyasi, I cannot enjoy AC, switch off AC. So for you, Krishna is also doing austerity. You should do austerity. Why Krishna should do austerity? So we don't want liberation. We don't hate liberation. We don't hate liberation. But we do not desire liberation separately. We do not desire anything separately from Krishna. But with Krishna, along with Krishna, if liberation comes, that's fine. Yes or no? That's fine. All Brajavasis, they are enjoying liberation. But they don't desire liberation. That is the point. So, Srila Jiva Goswami made him understand. So he came to Srila Rupa Goswami and said, I have done a mistake, actually you have written right. So Srila Rupa Goswami says, how? He said, your nephew, this Jiva, is very intelligent. He's a very smart, intelligent boy. He understands your heart. You understand Mahaprabhu has, he understands your heart. He has explained very nicely. There is no need of correction. And then he went, then Srila Rupa Goswami called him, Srila Rupa Goswami called Srila Jiva Goswami. He said, why did you correct? How did you dare to show your scholarship to such a great Vaishnava? Palabhadda, have you come to Vrindavan to show your greatness? How much you know? How great devotee you are? How great a scholar you are? You have no right to live in Vrindavan. Get out of here. Of course, Srila Rupa Goswami had great love for Srila Jiva Goswami. But Vaishnava Kriya Mudra पिघे ना बुझाए. थ्रू दिस पास टाइम्स इज टीचिंग ऑल ऑफ अस हाउ टू रिसाइड इन वृंदावन धाम. दे वेरी हम्बल तृणादपि सुनिचेन तरोरपि सहिष्णुना अमानिना मानदेन कीर्तनीय सदा हरे. दैट वॉज द आइडियल्स ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु. सो वेरी वेरी डिफिकल्ट, नॉट इजी. इट्स लुक्स इजी बट वेरी डिफिकल्ट. दैट्स वाई इवन द ग्रेट पर्सनैलिटीज दे फियर. दे आर नॉट अलाउड, दे डोंट हैव एंट्री इन वृंदावन धाम. इवन ग्रेट ग्रेट पर्सनैलिटी, बिकॉज इट्स वेरी वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू रिमेन हम्बल. वेन यू आर ग्रेटेस्ट, स्टिल यू आर हम्बल. बोथ इज टूगेदर कंबाइनिंग मेक्स यू स्वीटेस्ट. कृष्ण हैज दिस क्वालिटी, ही इज ग्रेटेस्ट एंड एट द सेम टाइम वेरी हम्बुल. दैट्स वाई ही इज स्वीटेस्ट. दैट्स दैट कॉम्बिनेशन मेक्स यू स्वीट. माधुर्या, माधुर्या मीन्स कॉम्बिनेशन ऑफ ग्रेटेस्ट एंड फीलिंग ऑफ लोलीनेस इज टूगेदर कंबाइन मिक्सेज देन बिकम्स माधुर्या. स्वीट, वेरी स्वीट, यू नो. सो दैट्स वृंदावन. सो जीव गोस्वामी वेंट एंड ही वॉज लिविंग इन नंद घाट ऑन द बैंक ऑफ यमुना. देर इज ए प्लेस नंद घाट इन द क्रोकोडाइल होम. एंड सनातन गोस्वामी केम एंड देन ही ब्रॉट हिम बैक अगेन. सो दैट इज. सो दिस श्लोका, यू नो, वी हैव 5 मोर मिनट्स. दिस श्लोका अबाउट बकासुरा. बकासुर गॉट डिलीवर्ड हियर बाय कृष्ण. ऑल दीज डेमन्स आर नॉट ऑर्डिनरी पर्सनैलिटीज, दे आर वेरी ग्रेट. इन द पास्ट लाइफ हु इज बकासुर, यू नो, इट्स अ डेमन. ही वॉज अ डेमन, उत्कल. ही वॉज द सन ऑफ हयग्रीव. राम कृष्ण हयग्रीव, एवरी डे वी सी हिम. दैट हयग्रीव, वन इज द अवतार ऑफ द लॉर्ड. बट देन अनदर पर्सनैलिटी वॉज हयग्रीव, दैट इज डिफरेंट. सो ही इज उत्कल, सन ऑफ अनदर पर्सनैलिटी हयग्रीव. ही वॉज अ डेमन एक्चुअली. एंड दिस डेमन वंस ही परफॉर्म्ड ऑस्टेरिटी, ही गॉट लॉट ऑफ स्ट्रेंथ एंड ही बिकेम प्राउड एंड इवन ही डिफीटेड इंद्रा. ही वॉज सो पावरफुल बकासुर इन द पास्ट लाइफ. इवन ही डिफीटेड इंद्रा, यू नो, इन द बैटल. सो ऑल दीज पीपल आर नॉट ऑर्डिनरी. इवन डेमन्स इन कृष्ण लीला आर नॉट ऑर्डिनरी. इवन टू बिकम डेमन यू हैव टू बिकम सम एक्स्ट्रा ऑर्डिनरी पर्सनैलिटी. वॉट डू वी स्पीक ऑफ डिवोटी. सो कृष्ण वॉज, सो दिस उत्कल, ही वेंट टू द फॉरेस्ट एंड ही वेंट ऑन द बैंक ऑफ गैंगेज. एंड देर वॉज अ सेज कॉल्ड जाजली. सेज जाजली, ही वॉज परफॉर्मिंग ऑस्टेरिटी देयर. सो ही वेंट एंड इट वॉज ऑन द बैंक ऑफ गैंगेज एंड ही वेंट देयर एंड ही स्टार्टेड फिशिंग इन द गैंगेज जस्ट इन फ्रंट ऑफ हिज आश्रम. And there he has written, you know, sometimes you see enter in the temple and they written on the plate that, you know, this area you should not enter, or this area you should not do this, and this area don't take photograph and all these things. Some rules are written, you know, and people don't care for all these things. But we have to be very careful because sages have written, if they curse then problem will happen. So don't fish here. This is not a fishing place. So, but this demon, you know, Utkal, he didn't care. He started fishing and eating the fishes. So Jajali says, Rishi came and he said, "Oh, I have I have, you know, told that don't eat here. Why are you doing that? Don't do. First he explained him very humbly. But this, he was a demon. You know, he could not hear. He thought, what this sage will do? He could not understand the power of this sage Jajali. So he disobeyed him. He became angry. And he said, you are very fond of eating fish. So become a buck. Buck. What do we say in English? Buck. Crane. Crane. I think. C-R-A-N-E. Crane. No? Buck. Crane. It's a bird which is very famous for eating fishes. No? Bagula. No? One of the quality of brahmachari is bako dhyanam. Something we can learn from Bagula, buck also. Bako dhyanam. How to be attentive in class. No? So Bagula is this buck, crane is very famous for what? Attention. No, he is flying on the river, you'll see. On the river he is flying like this, you know. And while flying, he is attentive on the water. So the moment fishes will come up, immediately he has to catch and take. So how attentive you have to be? You have to fly also. Keep flying at the same time, maintain balance of your body and be attentive also. And the moment fish comes, immediately you have to catch. Because they come only for fraction of seconds. And then again they go inside. In that only you have to catch. So how attentive you have to be? So that's why Bako Dhyanam. So crane. He became crane. He was very fond of eating fish. So he gave me his whole life now he keep eating fish. So that's how he took birth. He came here. Actually he was in, he went to this place, Narkasur, you know, Narkasur, demon. So Krishna, Kansa defeated Narkasur, and then along with Narkasur, Putana, Bakasur, and all these, they become servant of Kansa there. And then Kansa made him his servant and brought him to Mathura from Narkasur place. And later on, this past time when Krishna is here grazing the calves, his baby, here it is mentioned that Krishna, who was the father of Lord Brahma but who was acting as the son of a cowherd man, just grazing the calves, not mature enough to graze the cows, although he is son of, he is the father of Brahma, who is the Jagat Guru. Brahma is Jagat Guru, and he is the father of Jagat Guru, you know, and he still is not mature enough to graze the cows. Very difficult. You see the way it is, Sukadeva Goswami is saying that Brahma is Jagat Guru. And Krishna is his father, Jagat Guru ka baap, you know. And then he is not mature enough to graze the cows, so he has been given calf. Yes or no? So that is the Leela. That is called Leela. So like that. So this Bakasur, then Krishna entered inside his throat and, you know, Krishna is very sweet, but for Bakasur, he was like a fire, burning. Throat is burning, so he vomited out. And then again he started trying to attack Krishna, he wanted to kill Krishna through his beak. You know? So that is what is mentioned here. So Krishna is very humble, very soft, very sweet, but at the same time, opposite also. Very hard, very harsh. Sometimes very harsh, but at the same time very sweet. Dalitam madhuram. Even when he punishes somebody, it's very sweet. ફલિતમ મધુરમ દલિતમ મધુરમ મધુરાધિપતિ અખિલમ મધુરમ. વલ્લભાચાર્ય ઇઝ રાઇટિંગ દેટ દલિતમ મધુરમ વેન ઇઝ પનિશિંગ સમબડી ઓલ્સો વેરી સ્વીટ સ્વીટ વે ઓફ પનિશિંગ દેટ ઇઝ ધ લોર્ડ. સો વોટ ડુ વી લર્ન ફ્રોમ બકાસુરા? હે ને, બાય કિલિંગ બકાસુરા, બકાસુરા રિપ્રેઝેન્ટ્સ વન અનર્થા, દેટ ઇઝ કોલ્ડ વિચ અનર્થા? ડુપ્લિસિટી, ચીટિંગ, કનિંગ બિહેવિયર, હે ને, ડુપ્લિસિટી, ચીટિંગ એન્ડ કનિંગ બિહેવિયર, હે ને, હિપોક્રેસી, હે ને. ચૈતન્ય મહાપુરુષ સેડ એવરી, ભક્તિ વિનોદ ઠાકુરજી ઇઝ રાઇટિંગ ઇન ચૈતન્ય શિક્ષામૃત બુક એબાઉટ બકાસુરા. સો હી સેઇંગ દેટ યુ નો લોર્ડ ચૈતન્ય સેડ ઇન, ઇટ ઇઝ રિટન ઇન ચૈતન્ય ચરિતામૃત, લોર્ડ ચૈતન્ય વોઝ એક્સપ્લેનિંગ ટુ શ્રીલ રૂપ ગોસ્વામી, નિષિદ્ધાચાર કુટિનાતી જીવ હિંસન પૂજા પ્રતિષ્ઠા લાભ આદિ જત ઉપશાખા ગણ. ધી આર ધ ઉપશાખા વીડ્સ, વીડ્સ દેટ વી ડોન્ટ નીડ, દેટ ઇઝ કોલ્ડ વીડ. વોટ ઇઝ વીડ? દેટ વી ડોન્ટ નીડ. સો ધીસ ઇઝ કોલ્ડ કુટિનાતી ઇઝ વન ઓફ દેટ. પૂજા પ્રતિષ્ઠા લાભ, the desire for puja pratishtha lab leads to kutinati, you know, cunning behavior. Kutinati means cunning behavior. So the bakasur represents cunning behavior. If somebody hears this past time, his cunning behavior should go away, ideally. So why cunning behavior? I will just end with three points. Why a devotee behaves in a cunning way? So sometimes we see Bhakti Vinod Thakurji is writing, prematurely seeking advanced realizations. This is the first symptom of cunning behavior. Prematurely seeking advanced realizations. Many times devotee would come to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, you know, once upon a time, Srila Prabhupada went to South India. There was a rich person. He said, Swamiji, explain me 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially that Rasa Panchadhyayi. No. So Srila Prabhupada said, I cannot explain that. So he said, why you cannot explain? You know everything, you have written book. Said, I have written, but I am not qualified to speak on this topic. Srila Prabhupada himself said, I am not qualified to speak on this topic. He said, you are not qualified to hear. So they said, no, it's okay, we are qualified. So Prabhupada said, you may be qualified, I don't know, you may be knowing, but If you are qualified, I am not qualified to speak on that topic. Of course, Prabhupada is most qualified, you know. But he is teaching us by his example, not to jump over. You know, they are very far. You know, sometimes we want highest thing. Even in Krishna consciousness, we don't want a small, we want to be Siddhe, highest, top. That's why some... But you should remember that, Golok mein koi kursi ka chakkar nahi hai. Someday rasa may be, inside rasa also they have, competition. I only will go to Madhurya jump. Prabhu, don't talk about a smaller one, okay? Prabhu, why are you talking about Sakya? Sakya and Dasya, this is our sampradaya, is only Madhurya Prabhu. Don't talk below. Srila Prabhupada never said like that. Never said like that. He said Krishna is all pastimes are Very sweet. Very sweet. And for us, we have to be very careful to distinguish on a material platform. If we distinguish, we commit so much offenses to these great personalities. And sometimes devotees prematurely say, "You don't tell me." Of course, somebody is very advanced, that's fine. Very advanced devotee, they can say like that. Like I was seeing a video, so there was a man and he was having a lion, so many lions. And they all were his friends, and sometimes he would take lion and slap on the face of the lion and lion would say nothing. That video I saw and I was surprised. And then you say, okay, he has slapped on the lion, I will also go and slap. You go and slap, before you slap he will finish you. Why? You cannot slap because you don't have relation. So we cannot imitate the personality who are great. Those personalities you should not imitate, but we should try to serve them. You know, serve them. So Srila Prabhupada taught by his example, whole life he was serving his spiritual master. He said, "I have no credit. I have no credit. Only credit I have is that I tried to repeat the words of predecessor acharyas." That's what Srila Prabhupada taught us. So that why prematurely seeking advanced realizations? Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that this is because there is desire for puja, pratishtha and love. That this fellow is enjoying higher position, I also should enjoy. Without acquiring the adhikara, without acquiring the prerequisite, sometime we try to jump over. So that has to be avoided. Otherwise, Krishna prem will not appear in our heart. So there is a song, very nice song, written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. कृपा करो वैष्णव ठाकुर. ओ वैष्णव ठाकुर, काइंडली शो योर मर्सी अपॉन मी. आमी तो वैष्णव ए बुद्धि होइलो अमानी ना हबो आमी प्रतिष्ठा सायासा हृदय दूषीबे प्रतिष्ठा, डिजायर फॉर प्रतिष्ठा विल एंटर द हार्ट एंड आई विल गो टू हेल. व्हाट यू स्पीक ऑफ गोइंग टू बैक टू गॉड हेड, ही सेज आई विल गो टू हेल. व्हाई? बिकॉज बाय द डिजायर ऑफ प्रेस्टीज वी स्टार्ट ऑफेंडिंग द वैष्णवाज. सो वी शुड बी वेरी केयरफुल एंड दैट इज ओनली, दैट्स व्हाई वी हैव टू बेग, एक्चुअली beg to the mercy of senior, because very difficult, very very difficult. Maya is so powerful, not easy. Only those who are very very careful and very very prayerful, so they are constantly praying, they are very careful, very prayerful, and a sign of careful is prayerful. No. Srila Prabhupada said, "Maya cannot touch me." Why? Because I am always praying to Krishna. I am always praying to Krishna. So Krishna, we have to really pray. No? Otherwise you will fall prey to Maya. So we have to be prayerful. So this is the second lesson, that we have to be prayerful and careful not to offend. And another point is, somebody can be very advanced also. It's not at all, nobody is advanced to talk on the spiritual subject matter. Somebody can be really, genuinely very advanced, and sometimes we hear this kind of thing, and then we may start offending. That he is not advanced. He is a sahajiya. You know? So that also we have to be careful. So this we should not use to judge others, but to judge ourselves. Whether world knows or no, whether world knows or no, at least I know ધ કન્ડિશન ઓફ માય હાર્ટ. યસ ઓર નો? એટલીસ્ટ આઈ નો, એટલીસ્ટ કૃષ્ણ નોઝ એન્ડ આઈ નો. સો ધેરફોર શ્રીલ પ્રભુપાદ સેડ ઇટ્સ બેટર ટુ ઓલવેઝ રિમેન એ ફૂલ લાઈક લોર્ડ શ્રી ચૈતન્ય મહાપ્રભુ. હી સેડ ગુરુ મોરે મૂર્ખ દેખી કરિલા શાસન. ઇટ્સ ઓલવેઝ બેટર ટુ રિમેન ફૂલ નંબર વન. દેટ ઇઝ ધ સ્ટેજ ઓફ લિબરેશન શ્રીલ પ્રભુપાદ ઇન ફ્રન્ટ ઓફ યુર સ્પિરિચ્યુઅલ માસ્ટર. શ્રીલ પ્રભુપાદ સેડ. સો ડિવોટી આઝ ધેટ ધીઝ ડિવોટી દે આર થિંકિંગ that they can jump over Radha Kunda. You know, Radha Kunda, they want to jump. Prabhupada said, whatever they want to do, let them do. What can be done? But those who are, they are conditioned souls. See, the devotee asks, but they are thinking that they are liberated. They are qualified to jump over Radha Kunda. So Srila Prabhupada said, they are not liberated. They are fool, they are rascals. Those who are liberated, they never say that they are liberated. They always say that they are fool number one. They are fool number one. And that is liberation actually. Prabhupada said, that is liberation. When you always feel that you are fool number one in front of spiritual master, in front of Vaishnavas, then we are actually liberated. That is sign of liberation. Being very advanced is still feeling very lowly. That is a sign of great soul. Thank you so much. I have exceeded my time limit because there are three topics to adjust. All these become sometimes difficult. Hare Krishna.